Joy Tactics.
Lumen Immune Support. Ginger, elderberry, turmeric, and orange. Orange flavor. Almost fell off my stool.
What do you think that's going
to
do to you?
Currently, $200,000 in debt right now.
No. This is all you need.
This is all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. If you keep getting sick, there's a reason for it.
I'll tell you when I was
lazy,
in New York,
bro. You're not drinking
I was
these.
Like, I thought I was 100% going to get sick somehow because I'm exposed to the diseases of the masses, taking the
right.
public transit, doing shows in arenas every night. And I really thought, I was taking them immune shots every day.
And it
pretty
worked,
much.
Didn't
and
it?
It
well, no,
did
no, no, no.
work.
It's,
I think.
But it's foolish to think this way about New York. Because you think where the logic falls apart realistically is everybody, you're thinking there's so many people in New York, there's so many opportunities to get diseases. What you don't realize is that's however many 7 million people are in New York's immune systems all banding together. They think we're making a super virus. We're actually making super immunity. So when you come, you're never more protected. The flu is fucking exhausted out here. It's trying to ride the subways. It can't hang. You know, we move too quick. We hit different. It's too brick. It's way too brick for something like the flu. Last week, I went to, you guys heard this? I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I touched this, literally, I'm not kidding. This server was sneezing and coughing like a comical amount and touching everything with his hands. And we were thinking, oh man, this is it. And then we went straight to Dave & Buster's at the end of the day before they do the cleaning. And what happened?
I don't know if I'm having deja vu, but Jack, have you been going to Buffalo Wild Wings and David Buster's on a daily basis?
Did you call it David
Buster's?
Did you call it David
Buster's? Did you call it David Buster's, Nate?
I don't know. I very well could have.
Hey, that's a fun fact. I used to think, till I was about 21, I used to think, I thought the Air and Space Museum was Aaron's Space Museum. Yeah, until the Obama administration set that straight.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.